Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcasting Tower.
New York City. Paris, France. Munich, Germany. Barcelona, Spain. Athens, Greece. Miami, Florida. Los Angeles, California.
Movies. Music. Internet wonders. Sports.
And now, from Floor 9, high atop the Hammersmill Media Tower, one step from the spotlight with Robert Hammersmill and Rusty Collins.
So there I am, a circus clown and 50 yards of bubble tape.
Hey, we're on the air! We're on the air! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to One Step from the Spotlight. Rusty Collins here alongside Robert Hammersmill. Good morning, Robbie.
Rusty! I sure hope your weekend was better than mine, sir.
Oh, why? What happened? Nothing serious, I hope.
I gotta tell you, Sharon is having a fit over the drop in business at Healing by Hugs. In fact, she will not be here today to answer phones.
Really? Two on and one off? I wish I had her schedule.
You have no idea the stress she's under, Rusty. Have you ever run a business?
Robert, this isn't the time or place for this discussion, okay?
Thank you, Rusty. I'll let Sharon know you understand and you have her back.
I never said that.
She really wishes that she could be here today for the interview with Cardinal Angelo Scicoli, the second place vote getter in last year's election for Pope.
Yeah, about that?
Oh, don't worry. I've been practicing with Google Translate, and we'll have zero problems communicating.
Yeah, you will. He canceled on us.
Well, that's just goddamn perfect. Why did he cancel, Rusty? What did you do this time?
Me? It wasn't me. He canceled because of that Fleshlight commercial last week.
That seems very hypocritical of him. I mean, if an unmarried guy isn't the prime candidate for one of those, who is?
Let's just keep moving, okay? Time for three things.
Three things you need to know in the world today. Number one, seriously, thanks for nothing to the only bird full of bullshit, a cardinal. Number two, dealing with Sharon this week, I found out this firsthand, banging your head against the wall burns 150 calories an hour. And the third thing you need to know today, Fleshlight is a high-integrity company, and I'm glad that they're our sponsor, and I'm sure they will be for a long time to come.
I heard different.
What?
I got time for an email, Robbie?
You have an email.
This just came in before we went on.
It's from Fleshlight?
Just read it.
Dear Mr. Hammersmill, it's with great regret that we must cancel our advertising contract for Fleshlight as a sponsor of One Step from the Spotlight. We found the ad that you did to be in very poor taste and not in line with our company's profile and image. Best regards, Steve Steuben, Interactive Lifeform, LLC. Not in line with her profile and image. You stick your dick in the goddamn thing. What a damn hypocrite.
Let it go, man. I don't want to say I told you so, but... oh, shoot! We got a phone call, but no screener today. Do we risk it?
What the hell? What else can go wrong?
All right. We go to line 9. Good morning. You're on One Step from the Spotlight.
Hey, I gotta tell you guys, that interview with the CIA janitor was absolutely fascinating.
Well, we are very glad you enjoyed it. Finally, some good news today.
That's great. What'd you like best about it, Bill?
Oh, just everything was so interesting. Janitors are so underrated. In fact, the only way it could have been better is if somebody, no, anybody else would have been doing it.
You son of a bitch.
Let's just take our break, huh? And we'll see if we can get calmed down and back on track.
I may never calm down.
Robbie. Everybody, you're listening to One Step from the Spotlight.
Now it's time for a visit with a story lady.
Today's story is one I call Hansel and Gretel. Once upon a time, there were two little German children named Hansel and Gretel, which sounds silly over here, but in Germany, it's like Ralph and Harriet, which still sounds silly. One day, they took a walk in the forest and got very lost and very scared until they came upon a gingerbread house. Immediately, Gretel forgot about her low-carbohydrate diet and ate a window ledge. As she was finishing her snack, an old lady appeared who they claimed wanted to eat them. They pushed her in an oven and said it was self-defense and lived happily ever after until the Nuremberg War trials.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells us the moving legend of the fat man who blew off his toe.
I'm your comedy robot chick. What has four legs and an arm? A happy pit bull.
One step from the spotlight.
We are not going down again, Rusty. If I got to get a new sponsor every week.
We're on, Robbie. We're on. Welcome back, everybody. So I think the easiest thing to do, Robbie, is just to call Marty and see if he'll come back.
Oh, that is the last thing I want to do. We should have hip, relevant advertisers that make us look hip and relevant. Marty's is neither of those.
How is that not relevant? Everybody needs their car serviced or repaired from time to time, right? It's one of the broadest categories of business there is.
Fine, but only until we can procure better advertisers.
Marty's Auto Repair, how can I help you?
Hey, Marty, it's Robert Hammersmill, president of Hammersmill Broadcasting and star of One Step from the Spotlight.
Well, Robert, you are the last guy I thought I'd ever hear from. What can I do you for?
Remember when I told you we, for very technical business reasons, we would not be able to play your ads on the podcast anymore? Well, Marty, the business winds have changed, and we are prepared to run your ads again at our current rates of $750 per ad. So let me be the first to welcome you back with open arms.
That's only $745 more than we were paying. Where do I sign?
I knew you would be glad to come back.
You don't have a grasp on sarcasm, do ya? Go flush a toilet, Hammersmill. I wouldn't advertise with you if it was free.
What a goddamn hypocrite.
Robert, why?
Because he said he was signing back up and...
No. Why the hell were you gouging him like that? He was the only legitimate advertiser we've ever had. He's had new ads every week. He wasn't shady. He was never on the show, and he never wanted to be.
He was just on the show. Weren't you listening?
Robert, we need a salesperson.
No, we don't. I'm doing just fine.
How many advertisers do we have now?
As of the moment, we have...
Paying advertisers.
Oh, well, then none.
Look, taking a bull by the horns, Robbie, I'm going to hire a salesperson. No on-air auditions, no nepotism, no drama, and you're going to keep out of it.
But I'm the president. I should be directly involved in every decision.
No, you are just like your favorite president, and you should use Twitter to express all your ideas. I'm handling this, Robbie, and that's final. We need one area of the podcast we can depend on, and it's time.
Okay. I'm busy enough getting guests every week anyway.
Speaking of, do you have somebody for next week?
Yes, I do. Our guest next week will be Harry Dinkle, who is a sexual harassment in the workplace trainer and a one-time personal assistant to Matt Lauer.
Wow, that is so timely. Great job, Robert. We'll definitely not have to stress out over next week's guest.
Well, stress-free is good for me. I'm kind of afraid of what Sharon will make me do tonight to relieve her stress. Last night, it was nearly 4 gallons of...
We should just close out the show before you get in too deep. So for Robert Hammersmill...
That is exactly what I told Sharon.
I'm Rusty Collins. We'll see you next week on One Step from the Spotlight.
It's martini time.
You've been listening to One Step from the Spotlight. Mark Poulos plays Robert Hammersmill. John Russell plays Rusty Collins. You can help keep the show going by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes.